Hello! How's it going? Oh, that was perfect timing. Just as a truck goes past. How are you? I hope you've had an amazing week and you're having a great Wednesday. I'm really excited about today's session because I've been testing out, I'm sharing my screen and I've got some great things that I want to cover today. In fact, quite a bit. So let me just get a quick check on the audio and make sure I'm live. This is wicked. I can see myself. That's great. Hopefully you can hear me. If you are here, let me know. I can see somebody is on, which is fantastic. And yeah, thank you for your enthusiasm around these weekly coaching sessions here on Facebook. And I'm really pleased that you're enjoying all of the resources that I'm offering to you, including the emails. And I think I mentioned also, remember there's the Facebook page and my Instagram page if you want like daily inspiration. And I'm really all about like just reminding you about the tips and keeping inspo up. So there are lots of ways that we can touch base. Okay, let me have a look at more notes. So what I wanted to do today, because I've got quite a lot that I'd like to chat about and look into. So I'm going to go as fast as I can and just start with a check-in, which is first and foremost a refresher of what we've covered over the last two sessions, just to touch on things. And if you have any comments, as always, or questions, put hashtag question into either this live or if you're watching the replay back. Then you can. It'll help me to find it. It'll pop up for me, and I can answer it retrospectively. Okay, so the last couple of weeks we've covered creating a creative space, creating creative energy, and fostering a creative mindset, which is really important as we embark on this year of vocal development. So you've got your ultimate singing development guide, which is kind of like a checklist, and it also is going to act as the overview of the curriculum for both our in-person coaching sessions and these weekly lives. Another thing I'm just going to say is I'm hoping, and let me check that the volume's working because I would hate that. Oh my god.
Our in-person coaching sessions and
wicked. Before I move on. So, yeah, you can reference that to see what it is that we're going to be tackling in the coming weeks. And so far we have kind of covered the first few phases. As I mentioned, the mindset, getting in the right headspace for what is ahead of us. A lot of the times that's the thing that sets people apart. Like, so many people are talented, but really it's how you stay focused and stay the course through the very winding road that is being a creative. That's the key thing. If you can keep that positive, focused energy and mindset, that's going to set you apart more so than having an amazing voice, TBH. That's just in my opinion. So with that in mind, knowing what you need to do moving forward, we also talked about having a little bit of a review and a refocus. So I encourage you to look back on your artist questionnaires and see if you still feel the same way about the goals that you have leading into this year. The other way that you can refocus in between sessions is to watch back your own coaching sessions that we've done together. If you have any questions about accessing them, just flick me an email. We also talked then about acting into the singer that you want to be. So once you kind of have your mindset right, you've got a creative identity, then you've got to figure out what systems, what habits do you need to perform every single day to keep you on track. Now, you know that this is around sirens, singer stretches, speaking voice mindfulness, silent giggle if you need it as a check-in regularly, which it's not going to be bad to learn how to isolate all those structures so that when you actually are applying them in context and singing, you have an increased awareness of what it feels like to move that particular muscle, or more importantly, that there's no tension coming in when you sing. Now, we also talked about reminding ourselves of the fundamentals of how does it feel how does it look? Sorry, how does it feel? How does it sound? And then how does it look as the final element? Now, there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can utilize voice print, and I linked you into some of the ways that you can get your own voice print, either on your iPad or on your computer, PC or Mac. Plus, the easiest way is just to video yourself and watch yourself back so that you can see what's going on. A reminder, I also wanted you to have another read through your Vocal Health Tips for Singers ebook. And I mentioned that right back at the beginning when I started sending you emails over summer, and have linked that in there. But if you don't have a copy to that, or if you can't find it, you'll notice that I've also started putting the resources after our sessions into the units tabs that are there in this Facebook group. And if you are looking at the emails, you'll also see that I'm hosting each coaching session on my website as a separate page. If you prefer, you know, sometimes we're just doing a social detox, but we still want to keep up with things. So that just means that you don't have to go on Facebook and you can watch it back. Now, the quality isn't as good of the video because I'm bouncing it down from Facebook, which I'm sure they don't love. So that's super, I mean, they compress stuff anyway, but bouncing it down twice seems like they take out the quality even further. But you've got that. You've got that as a tool if you want to go off the Facebook, so to speak. And so just a reminder again, vocal health means the fundamentals to me, the foundation is hydration, sleep, nutrition, and being mindful of vocal rest. So those things are key, along with sirens, singing, singer stretches, or releasing tension with silent giggles and singer stretches, and then speaking voice mindfulness. Okay, so the other thing I did is that I threw some homework at you, and I just want to know how that went, if you even had a go. I shared with you what I'm going to try and do. To be fair, I have not started that yet, but yesterday was the first day back of school holidays, and I'm like, the last 6 weeks, if I haven't replied to your emails, if I'm really slow getting back to you, I have just been pretty much full holiday mode, full mum mode, and not much else. So I'm hoping that that is going to look a little bit better now that I've got another day. Well, I've got 5 days back to myself. Yes, yes. But yeah, once that happens, I'll be getting back into my daily practices. And practice plan will be what we talk about in next week's live coaching session. So the other things that we covered are the fundamentals of the homework. So what the homework was I asked you to schedule 3 practice sessions, and for the week I obviously did not do that. I also haven't been doing any sessions or any gigs. Had my first coaching session last week. It was great. And then I asked you, as part of the review and refocus, to look back on the last 12 months and review. Sorry, I'm just reading. How many gigs or live performance opportunities did you have? Were you happy with that amount? Do you want more? Do you want less? As you know, for me, I'm all about the less live performances and just selecting a key few performances to do in the year to kind of keep my chops up and enjoy having this performance opportunity. So most people are going in the other direction. Most people want more performance opportunities. As long as you're scheduling some, whether they're you're creating them yourself, like uploading videos or doing song studies or whatever, please make some kind of performance opportunity. If you're brave enough, get yourself onto an open mic night. Some of you are touring and gigging in different ways and releasing music. So I'm going to talk about all of the things because we have these seasons. I've talked about the seasons of creativity. That's the same thing for our output of performance as well too. You're not always going to be, unless you're Beyonce, 200 shows a year, but that would be great if you were. One day, if that's what you want, get it. Whilst you were performing or focusing on crafting, what songs did you find challenging and why? What songs do you love performing and why? Which reminds me, Gareth, I saw your email come through. I will reply directly to you about that if you're watching this. What is your creative focus? What are your goals for 2020? And I think sometimes we just don't know what to focus on. The best way to figure that out is to review. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what I'm kind of coining as a vocal detox, checking in with your default settings, which we've talked about a little bit in the past, but that's what we're going to focus on today. And basically assessing yourself, which is really important because you've just looked back, you're figuring out what you want, and you've got to really do some work to figure out where you're at right now. And it's going to change. So it's something that you need to be checking with regularly. And then I asked you to pick, about that with the goal setting. I mentioned, I talked about scheduling a online workshop to help you plan and execute and systematize basically an action plan for your creative goals, getting clear on what that should be for you specifically. I've got some great prompts, how you plan and prioritize what is going to get you where you want to be the fastest, and then some other tips about productivity and time management and fitting it all in. So I'm going to do a workshop at the end of the month, of next month, the 29th of February. I'll keep you posted. I haven't set any of the infrastructure up for that yet, so you guys are the first to know about it. But when I do, I will let you know, and that will be an opportunity. If you need help further refining it, we can do that there or at any point if you email me. And I did mention picking three songs to study over the next 3 months. And I was talking with Steve about potentially, even in our coaching session last week, even potentially pushing it out further and actually crafting yourself a set. So if you're not gigging regularly, or if you're planning a tour or something, some performance opportunity, whatever that might be, sometimes it's actually good to have more than, say, three songs. You can have a whole set crafted, whether you're showcasing, whether you're doing an open mic night. It's always good to have a number of songs, sometimes with a theme or a focus, a contrasting genre, tempo, different keys. This is if you're crafting, or if you're performing. Really, the overall is what journey do you want to take the audience on? How does it all fit together? So back in the day, you know, arcing and LPs were a really key thing. You'd really consider how you would, what songs would go where, and sometimes they were like interludes and preludes and all sorts of different things because it was about taking someone on this big journey. And I feel that that is an art that we should still continue to foster, at least just from a overview perspective for ourselves as artists, as creatives. So whether it's on social media or whether it's creating playlists or whether it's, whatever it is, keep the big picture in mind. Always think about how you'd like the audience to feel and what your message is and how you're going to deliver it. Same with singing. I digress. Okay, so the other thing that we did in the last couple of weeks is we focused on a couple of daily practices and a siren check-in specifically. So I mentioned in the notes that I sent out afterwards that I did go back and check my siren. What I've done is my computer is just kind of quit itself about 15 minutes before I went live. So I'm going to not try to add in too many gadgets. I've got my keyboard set up, but what I'm going to do is actually just turn the voice print on so that you can see me siren, and then we'll check the highest note and the lowest note, or low, high, low note. And this is the first Fandangle thing that I'm going to do with screen sharing. So I'm so hoping that it works and that the clicks of me having to get from one page to the next aren't going to kill your ears. And that you can hear and see everything. So here goes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the voice print up into the stream. So hopefully we can see that. I'm just going to check that you can. Give me a second. Oh my God, I can see it working. This is amazing. So what I'll do is I'll do three sirens in a row for you. Remember, you've got your siren recipe or your checklist that you can utilize, which does consist of letting half the air out, keeping the tongue high as in an E position, E, going for an NG. So it's a bit more of a nasalized sound. And then you are going to dog whimper if you need to access that thin fold. You'll anchor and dog whimper and silent giggle as needed to stabilize, release tension, and get some extra tilt happening. All right, here we go. Let me just get this up so I can push record. All right, here goes three with all of those things in mind. I'm going to stop that for a second because there's a plane going past and you can see all that white noise in there. So I'm going to try that again. And it also, as I started, I just wanted to refresh about the fact that we have also talked about effort levels, assigning and remembering to monitor those effort numbers, to apply that to each element of that checklist as well too. So all of those things that I mentioned, the tilt, the dog whimper, you know, placing the tongue in the E position, your NG, your anchoring, your tilt, all of those can be assigned an individual effort number. Anyway, here goes. All right, I'm going to turn that down and just, I'm going to isolate this so you guys are going to not be able to see me in just a second. Well, hello. So yeah, you know, one cool thing about voice print and checking with the sirens is that you can do this like this on Skype. So if we're ever having, you know, once you guys are feeling comfortable, I haven't put a lot of pressure on, you know, giving you all the instructions on how to go live, because you actually do need to get an app, but I'm gonna share this in a walkthrough. I'll share the YouTube tutorials that the company Be Live have done, and I'll also do a walkthrough for you. But it's a great opportunity to get in the hot seat here with me and have some coaching. And so, as you can see, I will be able to get you on voice print when we're remote like this. Some of you I know have VoicePrint already, but this is a cool way of doing it. And it's the same when we're doing online coaching via Skype. This is exactly how it happens. So I check. And this is how I myself continue my lessons with my coach who lives in Melbourne. Okay, so we've checked in with the sirens. And the thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to do also a quick vocal range assessment. That's the quickest way to do it. Is by just doing a siren and checking what your lowest note and then your highest note are. So I think I said my lowest note was around the G3 mark and then my highest was an E flat 6. So that's pretty good. That is pretty good for me, which is super exciting. I think I got to an F last week when I checked it, which was great because as I mentioned to you, some of my goals in the past have been to kind of extend my range in belt to an E, which I can do, but it was really exciting to see in that cry quality that I could go a little bit higher, because as we know, cry and tilt helps to access so much more color options in the voice. You can play with that one a little bit more, and it definitely makes singing high notes easier. I know it's not a belt. You would have generally a, you tend to have a thicker fold when you're belting, but you can kind of make your own ingredients depending on the sound that you want. And that reminds me to remember, we did talk about the three components as a refresher. We did talk about power being the breath, the vocal folds and the larynx being the source of the sound, and then the filter being the entire vocal tract. And so that's the throat, the mouth, or the oral cavity, and then your nasal passages. So when I'm talking about creating your own recipe, it'll be a combination of what's the right breath? What's the right breath for the task at hand? What vocal fold, true vocal fold and false vocal fold quality and cover do I want to choose for the sound that I want to make? And then how am I going to filter it with a bit of twang? You know, there are options, as you know, lots and lots of options. All right, so we've checked in with the sirens. And as I mentioned, with the singer stretches, I'm not going to do those in this session, but I am going to share in the group today a video of some extended neck stretches. The other thing, the basics of this stretching video is that it shows you how to stretch some of these other muscles around, that connect with your tongue, that basically in your jaw, the whole facial area, how to stretch some of those more effectively. And this dude's a PhD, and it's like he can explain it much better. And you can just watch it and add them as needed. Because remember, what we do want to do is a posture check-in and then maybe a rag doll at the start of every session. But the stretching, I want you to come to sessions already stretched, already having busted out a couple of sirens, even though I will check it with VoicePrint. And then we might isolate or spot check and spot tension release as needed. So whether it's, you know, checking in and realizing you need to do some more tongue rolls, which is everyone's favorite, we will focus on that. And then I can give some more intermediate to advanced stretches as needed. Okay, so moving right along, as I mentioned, the technique of the week that I wanted to focus on was a vocal detox and a vocal assessment. So that for me means identifying your default session as default settings, breath, posture, tension, any physical tells that you might have. And I've mentioned mine used to be, singing with my shoulders. And a lot of people tend to sing with their eyebrows and also tilt their chin when they're going for high notes. That whole concept of the body reaching upwards for a high note and kind of, you know, looking down or thinking down on the low notes can sometimes be quite counterintuitive from a postural or a physiological perspective, as we know a lot of those actions, especially if they're at extremes, will trigger your false vocal folds, but also just won't allow the vocal tract to be free, like your neck, your mouth, and your nasal passages, to resonate and filter the sound in the way that is most efficient for the sounds that you want to make. So the best way to do this, you know, is just to check. So check in, like I said, with posture at the start of the session. We've just been talking about that, or before you sing. Check in with your breath. What are you noticing about your breath? One thing I used to notice is that when I would sing, I'd feel like I'd have all this breath left over at the end. So I'd take a breath and then I'd sing, and then I'd have this big breath out. So I realized that I was doing a one breath fits all situation approach, which meant I was breathing in and then just holding that back pressure the whole time. Didn't matter whether it was a high note, low note, big note, small note, the same breath. And we know that we need to adjust the air pressure accordingly to what it is that we're wanting to do. And the best way to do that is to experiment. I have some guidelines I can give you, and we will talk about breath management in depth. But the planting of the seeds here about breath is that you've got to figure out what it is that you do. One thing I will say is that there isn't necessarily a wrong way to breathe, in the sense that some people do require faster, shorter breaths that do seem to look a little bit like chest breathing. And then there is also, you know, in the classical world in particular, there's a lot of focus on belly breathing. I think the most important thing is just to figure out what you're currently doing and is it working for you? Then we can figure out what needs to be added on, what our vocal goals are, what we can focus on to help you to create a more efficient sound and the sounds that you want. And as I always like to say, there is no wrong or right. There's really only what works for you. There are conventions, and the conventions that I certainly share with you are based on my own experience, which comes from trying these particular techniques and as many different techniques as I can. But you know what? Voice science is pretty young. It's about 25 years old. So there's always things that are going to change, and I need you to consider what works best for you first. Rant over. Okay. Excuse me. The other thing that I noticed, aside from my breath, my posture, I mentioned my physical towels, I haven't really ever had such – the only default thing that I noticed about with my posture is wearing heels really impacted my energy levels. So I stopped wearing heels. And it aside from the fact that it does tilt your pelvis forward, you do, you know, tend to stick your back out, your butt and chest out a bit more, it just really hurt my feet and drained my energy. So it was a no-brainer to remove it if I could and just go to wedges where there was more support. The last one is vowel shaping. So we tend to have a lot of default settings, whether it's something that we've just kind of naturally picked up or you've been taught a particular way. I encourage you to watch yourself singing and then also watch yourself talking, you know, video yourself talking like this, front on, always front on. You know, I've raised the camera a little bit higher, so hopefully it's okay. But, you know, generally front on from torso up and just see what you're doing. Now, the thing that comes to mind in particular when I'm talking, if I say something with an E, my mouth is very relaxed. But as soon as I sing, I feel this need to spread like a smile and make this E, which just makes so much tension. The other thing that I've noticed about myself, and you might notice this as well, and some of us have already talked about this, is that you will modify the vowel naturally rather than keeping it pure to make things easier, because we all have our favorite vowels and the vowels that we don't like so much. So mine is an R vowel. As I'm moving through ranges, and this is where doing scales is really helpful in the sense of, or our Berkeley exercises, any repetitive passage or phrase that isn't a song, so scales, you want to notice that as you might notice that as you go higher, to create a more comfortable access into the sound, you might try to or start to change the vowel. So I might go, which is actually not ah, and we we just start to shift these things. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Again, it's about the efficiency of singing. But the point that I often make with you guys is, if you're asking yourself to do something, can that muscle do it? Can you control it? So if you're asking yourself to ah, and then instead of changing the shape, what needs to happen to continue going up the range, or can you continue doing whatever it is that you're doing on that particular vowel? And that is something that we can work on. Yeah, so those, I think, are the key ways of checking in with your default settings. Those are the key areas that I'd like you to have a look at in the coming weeks. The next thing is to just simply do an actual vocal range assessment. So you've got your quick one on your siren. Then some of us, we may have already done a vocal range assessment on each particular vowel, which does give some insights into what I just talked about with default settings in relation to vowel shaping. So you can do this in a number of ways. If you have access to a piano and you can download one and use a digital piano, or whatever you've got, guitar, whatever. Piano I love because it's visual and kinesthetic as well, in the sense of very simplistic movements and shapes up and down the piano, so that you can really, what's the word, it is kinesthetic. So you get that kinesthetic feedback, and it can kind of help you to visualize what your larynx might be doing. Now, I better do not disturb my computer. My daughter is texting me. I'm pretty sure he can't see it, but, you know, just in case. So the other way you can do it is just by simply using a tool like this. I'm going to share my screen, and I'm hoping that this works for you. So I'm going to play this whole video because this is a YouTube clip, and it's literally called Find Your Vocal Range in 1 Minute. So it's going to take 1 minute. Here we go. You can also go along with it if you want. So if you're going to do it along with this vocal range assessment, the instructions are on the screen. You should be able to hear me as well. But just follow along with the instructions and pick a vowel if you like. Let's maybe go R and work your way through on an R vowel. And then you can repeat it on all the other vowels as well at your leisure. So let me share my screen, and hopefully this is going to work. Sorry about my clicking. And I'm going to get me. How'd you do? Do all right? So, yeah, I mean, it really is that easy. And if we've done it together in the session, you know how easy it is. It's not about forcing it. The goal of the vocal range assessment on each vowel is to find out the total scope of notes that you can sing. And then usually we'll figure out the 8 to 12 notes that sit in the middle of that, and you tend to have your sweet spot where things are pretty much always going to, from a resonant perspective, sound great. It might even be easier to sing there. But there's nothing to say that if you can't make the note, even if it's a squeak, that you can't access it. It's just about finding the recipe or the coordination that you need to get there. The key is, I think, sometimes with our vocal goals, is that we're, like I've just said, we're always thinking about singing higher. You can always change the key of a song to get you into your sweet spot. You don't have to, you know, sing it in the original key. And I think it's really overall about, this is where we talk about being, understanding our creative identity. It's like, what kind of singer do I want to be? Is it really important for me to be like Ariana Grande and Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson and blah, 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 who are able to do all of those notes? Now, in popular music, sometimes there can feel to be a pressure to be a particular way. But I think just be the best singer that you can be, because once you've got that singer's toolkit, you can do whatever you want. You can make whatever vocal recipe and whatever coordination. So for me, the goal should really be, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what to do. You know, just be the best singer that you can be. You know, once you've got an understanding of who you are as a singer, what your voice is like, then you can set some goals for yourself around your identity, who you want to be, you know, as in the sense of what kind of artist you'd like to be. But really, it's an exercise in acceptance as well, because then you realize, okay, well, this is me and this is my voice, and here are some of the unique elements about my voice. I determined this for myself maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and it was such a game changer. I just don't compare myself to anybody. And you really need to be able to do that, because just purely from a marketing perspective, people are going to compare you, because it's just the way that we communicate. It's like, oh, that one sounds like Adele, or that person, she's kind of like a mix between blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it's just a way, I mean, look, if people are talking about you, that is a good thing, but it's really all about just having a way of describing your sound. Now, over time, you'll become that person that people will start saying, oh, she sounds just like a Sheree Matheson or whatever, one day maybe, but you know what I'm saying. So it's just terminology. Most important thing is to figure out who you are as a singer, be the best singer that you can be, and build that singer's toolkit so that you can make the creative choices that you want when you want to make the sounds that you want. All right. That is the technical element for the week. And now I can't see anybody on live, and I don't think I've got any questions come through, aside from the ones that I've had emailed, as I mentioned, which I will respond to directly. Jasper, you mentioned about the creative action plan, and I will be responding to your Marco Polo as well today, straight after this. So any questions, I'm more than happy to just keep responding to questions in our kind of office hours outside of this. I will say that I'm noticing my workload increasing a smidge, and so I'm just looking to do the office hours, or I'll be making a focused effort to reply on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So if you send me a message on a Tuesday and I haven't got back to you by the following Saturday, can you just flick it through to me again? It's a first in, first serve basis. So if I've got lots of emails to reply to, then I will just do them in order them coming in. But I love hearing from you. So if you prefer it that way, but remember, use this tool, because people need to see other people singing to normalize any elements of performance. You know, when you see more people singing, when you watch people singing, you learn things. Even the pros, you know, that's watch them and see how they do it right. Sometimes you need to look at amateurs. Like, that's why programs like The Voice and stuff are so addictive. I actually don't watch it, but for some people is because you kind of are almost looking to see the extremes, like the really good ones. And it's great in reality TV to program someone who's not that great. But I'm not saying to look at it to be making fun of anybody, but you can identify what makes the sound less pleasing, and everybody's different. So from one person to the next, they might be like, quite often their mums usually love it. But, you know, you can figure out, okay, what is it? Ah, their soft palate it's more nasalized, you know. Their velum is in a position that makes things a little bit more nasalized when they sing, which, you know, especially if you're Australian or American, a certain, you know, we've talked about these different voice qualities, and they are default settings can come from your socio environment, your environment, where you live in the world, how the people around you speak. So case in point is the Kardashians. I might have talked about this with you before. There's that whole kind of like vocal fry, you know, and so that's like a really LA kind of California thing. Like lots of people speak like that. So it's not going to stand out as much. Whereas, so that's why I say the socio kind of environment element can cause you to shape vowels or to shape your vocal tract in a particular way. So as long as you're aware of it and you like it, you don't like it, you can use it for greater good, you can use it to your advantage. We know twang is a goodie for projection. And always the gardening on the Wednesday. And then you can figure out what you want and what you don't want and then adjust accordingly, because there's no right or wrong. There's only what you want. But I think it takes knowing what that is and watching other people, both us here in the group. This is a super safe space. It's only going to be love and promoting, you know, the idea that there are no dumb questions ever in life. Always good to ask, because somebody else is maybe too scared to ask it themselves, or just never thought of asking it, or maybe didn't know how to articulate it. So I super, super, super encourage you to please go ahead and feel free to ask questions, and I'll answer them here and get you in the hot seat once I've given you some info on how to get the app and get onto the as a guest in this session. Okay, we're almost going to wrap it up. I got asked about how you find out if these live coaching sessions are live. So I've got a couple of ways that I've been trialing out over the last couple of weeks, you may have noticed. So I went live a couple of weeks back. This morning I just invited you all to the event that I had set up, and there will always be an event set up. Whether you'll be invited to it or not is up to you to decide, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a poll up. The event invites, do you like those? I can do a month at a glance post, so you can see what's coming up and what focuses will be happening. I can email you on the day a few hours before. I haven't done that yet, but I have that email ready to go. I mentioned the live reminder, or all of the above. So I'm going to pop a poll in and let me know what you think, and then I'm just going to go with the general consensus. And if you don't like it, you can let me know. What's next? I got a big list of things to run through. I think I've told you everything. So I'm just going to rattle them off, but I've kind of inserted it into the coaching session today. Remember, you've got the session, coaching session pages hosted on my website. If you'd like to not watch this on Facebook, just remember again, it's good. Quality of the video is not great. However, I am bouncing down the audio so that you can just listen if you prefer. Obviously, if there are screen shares or demonstrations, it might be a little bit hard to see those, but you'll get the gist. I'll be reminding you of how to utilize the hot seat or the question sharing tool in this in the coming days. We've got next week's focus, which is the practice plan review, setting up and figuring out what the best and most efficient practice plan for what you've got coming up is and what your vocal goals are. And as I mentioned, there's going to be a workshop on that come the end of February. If you're not quite, haven't quite locked it in and you need a bit of help setting what your priorities for your voice and your creative endeavors should be, I'm going to help you with that. You can reference the Ultimate Singing Development Guide, Plan Guide to see what the curriculum for the coming weeks are, but I can also post it, as I mentioned. And last but least, if you have any questions, remember to just hashtag question me, or like I said, email, whatever works for you, I'm down with it. Last but not least, remember to check your email on Sunday, because the scale of the week is going to start this Sunday. So I'll send you your very first one. And as I've mentioned, it's a C major scale, so it's nice and easy. And we'll be, the goal is to run the scale through all the vowels. And, you know, as always, note down any default settings, note down any things you want to work on, and just general observations, full stop. Video yourself doing it. Always video yourself if you can and watch back. And if you need extra help, you can always do a song study with me. Oh, that reminds me of the last thing. That's three last things that I've just told you. I do have some coaching sessions this week still. Tomorrow I've got some. Maybe. I have to check my calendar. I might have actually booked myself up. There are a couple on Friday afternoon, but they are online only. And then I've got two sessions left on Saturday, which I'm now all at my place, which I'm absolutely loving. It's so great. I love the Parachute Studio as well, and I might still be utilizing that every now and then, but they will be here at my place in the future. So yeah, thank you once again for your time. I hope you found this helpful. If you've got any questions, shout out as usual, and just have the best day ever. I can't wait to hear what you think. So yeah, share it with me, and I will see you next week, same time. Bye.